Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Elazar was once in Beis Medrash and he said over a halacha that Rabbi Yochanan had once said, but he didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard that, he was very disappointed because Rabbi Yochanan was someone that used to talk a lot about the Inyan of Sefsoy Sedovvois Bekever, and it bothered him that Rabbi Elazar is saying over Torah, that's really his chiddush, and he's not saying it over in his name. And all the different chachamim came and they tried being mafayis Rabbi Yochanan, and nobody was able to be mafayis. And then finally, Oyle Gabei Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi came and he said, let me see if I can be mafayis Rabbi Yochanan. So he told him, the pasuk says, Kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua, v'chein osa Yeshua, lei heiser David michol hasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. Yeshua Benon would say over Torah in the name of Moshe. That's essentially what the pasuk is saying. So Rabbi Yaakov really asked the Rebbe, he says, tell me, v'chei al kol dovash amal Yeshua ha'yo'im alem kach amal li Moshe. You think every single time Yeshua Benon said something, he would say, I heard this from Moshe, I heard that from Moshe. Of course, Yeshua Yoshe the Torah stop. Yeshua would give share, v'hako yoidim, and everybody knew, she teirose shal Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was medame mitoich groinoi. So he told him, af Rabbi Elazar talmidcha, your Talmud Rabbi Yochanan is the same way. Rabbi Elazar is the same way. Yoshe the Torah stop. He sits and he darshan stam, v'hako yoidim, and everybody knows, that whatever Rabbi Elazar says, he's just mimicking, he's parroting your Torah. Everyone knows it's yours. You don't have to say that. Amar lahem, so when Rabbi Yochanan got this pius, he said, "Mipnei ma iatem yoidem lefayes ke ben idi chavirenu." How come you can't be mefayes me like ben idi chavirenu? So first of all, it's interesting that here too, Rabbi Yochanan was in a matzav where he needed the olim to be mefayes him. Over there, Ben Idi was able to be mafayis him. In our Gemara, they tried being mafayis Rabbi Yochanan. Hecha at bar lakisha, hecha at bar lakisha. Nobody was successful. But what was the pious? The pious was that it's true, Rabbi Elazar is not saying over Torah Rabbi Yochanan's name. But hakol yoidim, everybody knows that when Rabbi Elazar talks, he's saying over Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue with his Rebbe. Rish Lakish always argued with his Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar didn't. They were both talmidim mufakim. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says one way, you can almost be certain that Rish Lakish says the other way. Unless it says Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish tamri travayu, chances are it's not that way. But Rabbi Elazar was just the opposite. Rabbi Elazar was Yoshev Adair Stam, Bahakal Yoidim. That's mamish playing out in this Gemara. In this Gemara, everything Rabbi Yochanan would say, he would say, Tanya the Messiah, Tanya the Messiah. And he told him back, Otto Loyodana, the Shapikar Amina. That was the learning relationship between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar.